Well, good morning again. It's Jeff Donofrio here with Lloyd, filling in for Chris on this wonderful, beautiful Detroit morning. We are joined by Ryan Sullivan, CEO of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, one of the best assets in the city of Detroit, and something that even just a couple of years ago probably wouldn't have been, you know, something we bragged about. But Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, when you think about the work that the Riverfront Conservancy has done, and, you know, 50 years ago, if somebody had, you know, been pulled forward in time and dropped in to today, what do you think the starkest changes they would see would be?
Yeah, I think they'd be rubbing their eyes and blinking, you know, because they wouldn't be able to believe what they were seeing. You know, 50 years ago, the mid-1970s, you know, all along the Detroit River was heavy industry. I mean, think about it. The Uniroyal plant was still operating until 1980. So you would have seen a lot of industrial activity, not to mention a lot of material storage, you know, piles of aggregate and other materials with, you know, freighters coming in and out each day, cement silos and whatnot, not to mention that the water itself in the Detroit River was heavily polluted because of, you know, all that industrial activity.
And so they may not have even known there was a riverfront to be seen.
Exactly. And there was really no way to even access it, even if someone would want to get down there. So the public access was really non-existent. And fast forward to today, it's truly been an incredible transformation, the work of so many leaders, you know, throughout our community over the decades. But there's now we have more than 8 miles of connected river walk and greenways, 5 different parks from, you know, the Belle Isle Bridge all the way down to the new Ralph Wilson Park. That's contiguous public access. And, you know, we have many millions of visits per year to these spaces. And all of our visitors, you know, represent a big cross section of our entire region. So it's been an incredible transformation.
Ryan, and it's just not the locals who have noticed. You know, the Riverwalk keeps landing these national best of lists. What do you think outsiders see in it that tells this bigger story about where Detroit is headed?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think a lot of people, when they come to Detroit, they are genuinely, you know, shocked by the Riverwalk and the public access that we have to our waterfront. And I think a lot of other communities and cities, you know, wish that they had something like this. I mean, to hear that all the time, even places that are proud of their waterfronts and riverfronts really can't believe that we have, you know, this 8 mile plus connected trailway. So I think the way that our network connects people to the water and the natural environment and recreational opportunities at scale is something that's incredibly unique, not just on the national, but also the international landscape.
You got a lot of different users, you know, families, seniors, runners like yourself, you know, dog walkers like myself, cyclists, tourists, all, you know, coming in and trying to access the riverfront and the Conservancy's work. How do you make sure that everybody finds something to enjoy? How do you strike that balance?
Yeah, it really goes back to the core philosophy when the riverfront was created, and it's been really intentionally designed into all of our spaces for the last, you know, 23 years or so. And that is that the riverfront is for everyone. And when we say for everyone, you know, we really mean it. It's not just a tagline or a slogan. So it's in the way that the spaces are designed. It's in the way that our different programming and activations that we do are designed and curated. It's also in the way that we do community outreach and reach out to folks from all different parts of our community to make sure that they know that they're welcomed, and, you know, not only welcome, but that we invite them to the water's edge to enjoy these incredible spaces all together. And doing that work consistently year over year is, I think, what has resulted in what you're observing there, and that it truly is a cross-section of our entire region at the riverfront each and every single day.
Speaking with Ryan Sullivan, CEO of the Riverfront Conservancy, and Ryan, you talked a little bit about it, but last fall you officially opened that brand-new Ralph Wilson Centennial Park. How are you activating that space in its first summer season?
Yeah, and for those listening, if you have not been down to see Wilson Park, I highly encourage you to put that on your summer bucket list. It's truly spectacular, 22-acre park on the west side of the city. And it's designed by an internationally recognized landscape architecture firm, MBVA. And there's something in this park for everyone. And whether it's on the eastern edge, closer to downtown, very designed for families and with kids, whether that's a special playground for younger kids, a tot lot, to the incredible bear slide. All the kids, 10 and under, call this the bear park because of the iconic slide there. And then we have the Gilbert Family Water Wonderland, which we just turned on around Memorial Day. And this is not just a splash pad, but it is a place where kids and families can come and play with water. They can dam up the water and release it. There's sand involved, rocks, all kinds of features. Then as you go to the rest of the park, there's incredible basketball courts, the best basketball courts in the city, in the William Davidson Sport House with the Pistons logo on them. It's the best place to play hoops in the city. But if you're looking for something a little more calm or more serene, or just want to connect with nature, we have the Huron Clinton Metro Parks Water Garden, which has real Detroit River water in there that you can touch and play, and field trips come in and do water quality testing at that space, which is very cool. And then, of course, the DTE Foundation Summit on the far western side of the park, which has incredible views of downtown, from the west side, which is a view that we don't often, see depicted in the pictures of our skyline, but is beautiful. So there's really something for everyone, and we have a full schedule of programming that people can see on our website, or you can just come down and enjoy it for yourself.
Well, and this week, Shimmer on the River is something that folks can come down to. What's in store for that event, and how do folks make sure they make their way down?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Shimmer on the River is our annual fundraiser, and it's really a welcome to the summer. So it's held at Vallade Park, which is on the east side at Joseph Campo and the river. This year we have a nautical theme, sailing into the summer, so there's a lot of food, some incredible entertainment and music. It's very family-friendly, so there's a lot of different games and activities for people with kids. And this year, we also have a sunset boat cruise, which is going to be very cool. So we would love if anyone could join us and celebrate the work of the Riverfront Conservancy and really just be together as a riverfront community. People can find tickets at our website, www.detroitriverfront.org.
And we've got about 30 seconds left, Ryan, but I got to ask you, if you look down the road 10, 20 years, what's the next big chapter for the riverfront? I mean, what does mission accomplished even look like for you?
Look, I think the story of the last 50 years, how we started is going to continue in the next 20, in the sense that the riverfront and our spaces need to continue evolving with the city and serve the city into this next chapter. So when you think about some of these developments that have been announced, whether it's the Renaissance Center redevelopment, the WNBA project, all the work happening down at Huntington Place in that area, how does the riverfront continue to work and collaborate with and grow its impact alongside these other development projects is something that we're focused on in the next 20 years.
Ryan Sullivan, CEO of the Riverfront Conservancy, appreciate you coming on this morning, giving us an update on all that's great down on that riverfront this summer. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And Jeff, tell us what's coming up at 8:19.
8:19, we'll have Evan Lyle, CEO of Roush Industries. And I think a lot of folks may know Roush from racing, but
yes.
You might be surprised at some of the other things they do.
Well, let's find out about it next at 8:19 on JR Morning.